KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Senator Lisa Murkowski says President Trump is testing the limits of his power. In a speech to the legislature yesterday, Alaska senior Republican senator said the president has gone too far during his first 2 months back in office. Federal courts have reversed some of Trump's moves, though it's not always clear how faithfully the administration abides by those orders. Just this weekend, Trump administration officials refused to stop a flight deporting alleged members of a Venezuelan gang without an opportunity to present their case to a court. Murkowski said legislators have a duty to assert their own and the court's authority under the Constitution, and she says there are plenty of reasons to deport gang members, but she says the government still has to give the accused due process.
So we got to stand up, and we have to make sure that it is understood that we are all separate but equal branches of government. When the court's orders are defied, that weakens our courts. When the people no longer believe that the system of justice is there for them, what do we have in this country?
Some commentators have described the administration's apparent defiance of a federal court order as a constitutional crisis. She says she's been criticized harshly for standing up to the president, who has vowed retribution against his enemies. And she says that's why others are staying silent. Alaskans 16 years and older would be able to consent to talk therapy if the state Senate passes a bill lowering the age of consent from 18. A parent or guardian would still need to consent to any medications. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Giesel, an advanced practice registered nurse, sponsored the bill. She screens Anchorage children and teens for mental health issues and says only a third of parents typically consent when their kid requests therapy.
I believe that students have a real understanding of their need for assistance, their need for counseling, their desire to talk to someone about the struggles they're having.
Typically, Giesel says major mental health challenges start around age 14. Sometimes kids turn to harmful coping strategies, like using nicotine, alcohol, or drugs. Most states allow minors to consent to mental health care. Critics of the bill worry that therapists working with younger students will encourage them to identify as transgender without parental knowledge, but peer-reviewed research has shown that kids do not identify as transgender because of so-called social contagion. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach for your financial needs. From banking and loans to investments and more. Helping Alaskans shape a brighter tomorrow. More at fmbalaska.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
You're listening to statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski voted on Friday with her fellow Republicans to pass a funding bill for the rest of the fiscal year. It avoids a government shutdown, but gives a lot of leeway to the executive branch to decide how to spend money. Still, in other ways, Murkowski continued last week to show that she's one of the only Republicans in Congress willing to break with President Trump. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The senator from Alaska.
Early in the week, Murkowski gave a firmly pro-Ukrainian speech on the Senate floor. In nearly 8 minutes, she never mentioned Trump by name, but it was all a rebuke of Trump's willingness to abandon Ukraine and his trust in Russian President Vladimir Putin. Murkowski says what America does now is a test of its leadership.
If we falter, others are watching. Others are watching the situation in Moscow, in Beijing, in Tehran, in Pyongyang. And so if it is seen that We are walking away from Ukraine. If we embrace appeasement, we embolden every aggressor around the globe.
Murkowski said it's in Putin's interest to break NATO apart, sever the United States from its allies. And she said here we are doing it for him. And by we, she clearly meant Trump. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky angered Trump earlier this month by insisting that security guarantees be part of any peace deal with Russia. Murkowski took the same Trump-defying stance.
We all want this war to end, but it cannot end on Russia's terms. If it does, we should expect nothing more than a temporary respite before the resumption of hostilities. Why are we going to start trusting and believing Putin's word now, given his track record? We've seen this before. History doesn't lie, and the appeasement of tyrants does not bring peace.
With its unspoken digs at Trump, it was the sort of speech that makes MAGA Alaskans furious. They call her a Republican in name only and vow retribution at the ballot box. Alaskans on the left, meanwhile, are split between lauding her courage and mocking her for what they see as talking tough but voting as Trump wants. On government funding, Murkowski said last week she had no good options. As she sees it, she had to vote for the continuing resolution, which keeps government running until September, even though Congress didn't have a chance to shape it.
I am very reluctant to support a long-term CR. I do not like the fact that it gives the executive branch the authority that we own as members of Congress when it comes to defining spending priorities.
Just before she voted for the big spending bill Friday, Murkowski voted for an amendment that would have defunded the so-called Department of Government Efficiency run by Elon Musk. The amendment sponsor, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, made it clear this was a statement against Musk and, by extension, against Trump.
The amendment's pretty simple. It says no monies may be spent on that illegal operation, which has nothing to do with government efficiency and everything to do with taking a chainsaw to important public services that help every American and to rig the government for people like Elon Musk.
Murkowski was the only Republican to vote for the Van Hollen Amendment, and it never had a serious chance of passing. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Yeah, a song about growing up came out in 1963. I was 13 years old at the time. I always liked that song. But it kind of reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, you know, when she jumps through the rabbit hole. Just total fantasy. And then at the end, Puff goes in his cave. Oh, yeah. Jackie grew up and it was all over. Yes, definitely a great song. Anyway, another song from Paradise coming your way. We have tonight the Grand Ole Opry's 100th anniversary. That's a big one. I mean, that's a real big one. And so I'm going to play some of the Grand Ole Opry stars through the years. We'll start out with some Blake Shelton. He's going to host the thing tonight, I think. Him and Trace Atkins with Hillbilly Bone. After that, a longtime member, Reba McEntire, For My Broken Heart. And a newer member, of course, Carrie Underwood with Blown Away. It's Big Wave Dave for KSTP Radio.
Never heard of Conway Twitty. Don't know nothing about grits and greens. Never been south of Queens. But he flew down here on a business trip. I took him honky-tonking and that was it. He took to it like a pig to mud, like a cow to cud. We all got a hillbilly bone down deep inside. No matter where you're from, you just can't hide it. When the starts banging and fill the saws, you can't help but hollering. Yeehaw! When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you gotta admit that it's in them jeans. Ain't nothing wrong, just getting on your hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. To be born out in the sticks with a F-150 and a 30-06. I have a Bubba in the family tree to get on down with me. Yeah, Bubba, all you need is an open mind. If it fires you up, you gotta let it shine. When it feels so right that it can't be wrong, come on, come on, come on, you ain't alone. Starts banging and the fiddle saws. You can't help but hollering.
where you're from, you just can't hide it. When the band starts banging and the fiddle saws, you can't help but hollering.
Yeah.
When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you gotta admit that it's in them jeans. Ain't nothing wrong, just getting on your hillbilly bone, but bone, but bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, but bone, but bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, but bone, but bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, but bone, but bone, bone.
Well, there it is. I'm always wanting to sing a bone song.
As we carried boxes down the hall, one by one we put them in your car. Nothing much for us to say, one last goodbye and you drove away. I watched your taillights as they faded in the dark. Couldn't face the night in that lonely bed, so I laid down on the couch instead. Last night I prayed the Lord my soul to keep, then I cried myself to sleep. So sure life wouldn't go on without.
Mama was an angel in the ground.
had enough rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past.
Captain Vince Gill up next here. Boy, that was something. With if you ever have forever in mind, and then Alan Jackson with Gone Country.
You're climbing mountains. By the rules.
Another bona fide member of the Grand Ole Opry coming right at you. And that's Garth Brooks with two of his biggest hits, The Dance and Long Neck Bottle.
Look at looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. My life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
She won't understand. Long neck bottle,
And next up is Patsy. Need I see more? She's going to do Love, Love, Love Me, Honey Do, and Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round. To try to play some Buck Owens, but he was never played in the Grand Ole Opry. But we have Marty Stewart right now. He's big. Man, he was a child prodigy. started really early on the mandolin, and he's still rolling. I saw a concert of his a couple of years ago. My good friend Steve Herzog and I went. It was great. And he went. He married one of Johnny Cash's daughters, Cindy Cash. They were married from 1883 to 1888. And so we're going to hear Marty Stewart with Johnny Cash first with Doing My Time, and then Marty Stewart with his big hit, Hillbilly Rock.
Thank you. So when the heat starts to rise and then you gotta blow some steam, take a ride down the river, you'll see just what I mean. The juke joints jumping when that cat goes on, the whole place is shaking, there's a something going on. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing in guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock.
It's light, but I had no one to return to as I wandered through the night. From the first time that I saw you standing silent shore, I knew my search was over, and I would look for love no more. Deep in the waters of love, I am falling, sinking. Ship is coming in. Oh, deep in the waters of love, I am falling, sinking like a stone. Deep in my heart, I can feel a calling.
Performing many times at the Grand Ole Opry, that was Kathy Mattea doing Going, Going, Gone for us. Now we have Ricky Skaggs, a country boy, and then Merle Haggard will take us to the top of the hour.
I may look like a city slicker, shining shining up through my shoes. Underneath I'm just a cotton picker, picking out a mess of blues. Show me where I start, find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy.
Two or three for the working man, but this is really the working man song, one called The Working Man Blues. It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, but I'll keep on working. As long as my two hands are fit to use, I'll drink a little beer that evening and sing a little bit of this working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend after I draw my pay, but I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. That evening, been singing a little bit of this working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, do a little bummer around, throw my bills out the window, catch me a train to another town, but I go back working. I got a
kiss, brand